now and sit and you're waiting for food and breakfast. Nothing.
This lady says that they're sitting and waiting for food and breakfast and that nothing has come yet.
Homeless.
How long have you been homeless?
I've been homeless now for a few years now.
Kimar Safri of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness.
When persons refuse services from social agencies, are they free to make up their bed in Bridgetown? When also Bridgetown carries a rule that says that you cannot loiter in Bridgetown. Are we allowing persons that are saying that not persons with mental health issues to make up the bed in town and create an environmental problem and also all other type of problems, social and health wise, in Bridgetown without first saying go to the shelter? We did it underneath COVID and persons used the shelter heavily under COVID because they didn't know that if they were in certain areas of Bridgetown or on the streets at a certain time, they would have been subjected to be locked up. So we did it already on Nifty Health in COVID, and we need to just protect the persons, because I find that as a person is on the street, after 6 months on the street, David, these persons don't want to come off the street because the amount of feeding, the amount of social services, the amount of social this, and the amount of goodwill Barbadians are going to go there. Some hearing the stories and not understanding the stories or knowing that there's more to behind the stories are going out there and giving them more and more stuff, and then they're staying on the streets. So we appreciate people willing. We're not telling people not to give, but we don't want to enable. And so we need to know that persons that are saying, people that are, that once they assess, have sound mind, that they're not going into the Bridgetown area or going into main areas or in Barbados at all making up bed if they can be helped. We understand if it can't be, we will work with the other agencies. But I think that policy needs to be action-oriented and not a fluff or words to just say we have a policy. Because if I look at the policy and it does not have action plan, I will state it. One time I saw, in particular, at the Treasury, somebody went out there after they heard the stories of some of the individuals and gave them beds, gave them mattresses. Now, as I said, that person is goodwill and we appreciate that person, and I sure know the homeless will too. But if everybody decided to give a mattress to a homeless person in Bridgetown, then how would Bridgetown look? If we decide to do that in everyone in Spicer or saying, then how would the places look? When that homeless person has to move, they're not moving with that mattress because it may be heavy. So they're moving and leaving the mattress. If they die, they're leaving the mattress. And so we are creating a health crisis. Will be helping, and that is why we have a program educated next year and directed at the schools, at the workplaces, at Barbadians to use the channel. And we are not just talking about us, David. We're talking about whether they want to go through the other social groups that are out there feeding and helping, whether they want to go through the Salvation Army and other partnering agencies. So it does not have to be us. If whether they want to go through the ministry themselves, it's just that we want to educate people on giving. But given in a more structured and organized way. And if you have something for John, okay, and you contact us and we know John, we'll give it to John and we'll make sure you get the evidence of that, or you can give it to another organization that knows John. But let's be structured, because I will refuse a mattress to give John on the streets because the shelter provides that care and that service for John. But it's technical at the same time, because we have to look at who the individual is. But we still don't want to make our beautiful spots in Barbados, you know, a bedding area for the homeless. And that is what we've done so far in giving. And people are giving clothes to them. And I may go now and get them a bag of clothes. And because I heard the story and Brass Axe Reach, 300 people go there and give them clothes, they're not going to refuse it. They're going to take all 300 clothes and put it up where they have to put it up and create a hoarding problem.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.